Look to the farthest end of the Aleutian chain and you'll find the Komandorsky Islands of Russia. 150 years ago, the Alaska Purchase separated them from the rest of the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands, but people across the archipelago are still connected by a common history. And as KUCB's Laura Craigle reports, a recent cultural exchange helped to renew those ties, bringing Russians and Alaskans together on St. Paul Island.
The potluck is packed and the mood is lively, but the chatter fades as four Russian visitors start to sing. With help from a translator, they explain that this is an Aleutsky song, sung in the Russian dialect of the region's native language.
Talks about how important it is to dance and to listen to music, and I think that's really, really appropriate for today. How we have all these Onangan people that are together after a lot of years of separation.
Even though the Komandorsky Islands are only a few hundred miles from the Alaska side of the chain, it takes a lot of time, money, and effort to bridge that gap across the Bering Sea.
No, мы вылетели с Никольского.
We started out in Nikolskaya and flew to Petropavlovsk.
Alexander Petrov is one of the Russian visitors. He's 15 years old and he goes by Sasha. He says it took 3 weeks for his group to make the trip. They traveled through the Russian Far East to Seoul, South Korea, before landing stateside and hopping from Seattle to Anchorage to St. Paul. Now that he's finally here, Sasha jokes that he's disappointed because St. Paul looks just like home. It's foggy and windswept, green and beautiful. Sure, most people live in their own houses, as opposed to the Soviet-era apartments that Sasha's used to. But for the most part, his life isn't very different from a kid in the Pribilofs.
В свободное время я люблю гулять.
I like to walk around and go ride my motorbike and collecting mushrooms.
The similarities do nothing to diminish the significance of the exchange. On the contrary, Akulina Lestinkov says the island's connection is everything.
This is an historic event. Today I put it in the timeline that I maintain for St. Paul history.
Lestinkov is a teacher and tribal leader in St. Paul. Lestinkov says Russian fur traders moved the Onanga to feed a system of forced labor, a system the American government would later continue. People from Attu and Atka were moved to the Komandorskys to hunt the northern fur seal, while those from Unalaska and other islands did the same in the Pribilofs.
Again, a loss of Unangan culture, Aleutsky culture, same time over there and here.
The long history of oppression has left a lasting mark on all Onangan people, but Lestinkov says it's part of their shared strength as well.
Who here is of the Mordukovsky and Lestinkov family lineage? How did you get your last names? Russia.
Russia.
Natalia Sergeyevna Famina is the leader of the Russian group. She works in ecotourism and environmental education on Bering Island.
The most interesting place is the fur seal rookery.
Famina says her community is seeing fewer and fewer seals, just like in St. Paul. They're also noticing changes to their salmon streams, seabird populations, and snowfall. Thanks to the exchange, which was organized by the Seabird Youth Network and National Park Service, Famina says she's now collaborating with Alaska educators on a seabird curriculum. It'll be taught in the school on Bering Island and in the Pribilof Island School District, educating students about species they share across the archipelago.
You guys remember his name?
Sasha.
Towards the end of the exchange, Sasha gives a short preview to the students of St. Paul. He teaches them the Russian word for seagull, a bird they all know very well.
Чайка.
Чайка.
Да будет чайка.
So say it again. Чайка.
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 In St. Paul, I'm Laura Craigle.